The U.S. military is taking on a new combat role in the war on terrorism. Pentagon officials say special operations forces are being sent to the Philippines to go after the militant Muslim rebel group known as Abu Sayyaf. Several hundred American troops were in the Philippines last year to advise the country's military on counter-terrorist operations. This new mission puts U.S. forces themselves on the front line. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
Abu Sayyaf is a militant Muslim group that for the last 10 years has been fighting to establish an Islamic state in the Philippines. During that time, Abu Sayyaf militants have mostly been known for their kidnappings, and some intelligence officials say they are more thugs than terrorists. The Bush administration has nevertheless argued that the group is loosely linked to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network, and after 9/11, with the United States committed to a global war on terrorist groups, even a loose connection can, in the administration's view, warrant the U.S. military getting involved. Just over a year ago, 1,300 U.S. troops, including 160 Green Berets, were sent to the Philippines on a six-month mission to advise Philippine troops on how best to go after Abu Sayyaf. The rules of engagement at the time prohibited the U.S. troops from firing their weapons except in self-defense. As a result of that mission, Abu Sayyaf rebels were forced from their stronghold on Basilan Island, and their total number was thought to have diminished. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, speaking last June, worried that the operation managed only to push Abu Sayyaf fighters from one area to another.
You can improve the situation in one place by your presence, but unless you get the terrorists, you have not improved the situation net in the world. And there has been very little of getting terrorists in the Philippines thus far.
Most of the U.S. troops pulled out of the Philippines last summer. In the months since the U.S. pullout, Abu Sayyaf has showed renewed strength. The group has been tied to a series of recent bombings, including one in October that killed an American soldier based in the Philippines. Under the circumstances, according to U.S. officials, Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo decided to seek American assistance again. Under the new arrangement, 350 Special Operations Forces, including Army Green Berets, will be deployed on the island of Jolo, where the Philippine government has been fighting Muslim rebels for decades. This time, the U.S. forces will be authorized to engage in combat. Another 400 U.S. troops will be based at a Philippine military base in Zamboanga, plus about 1,000 Marines will be stationed on two ships in the area, ready to respond on short notice with backup support. Quite a turnaround from the situation of a few years ago when Philippine nationalism was so strong that the United States was forced to close military bases it had maintained for decades.
The U.S. military-to-military relationship with the Philippines is being restored.
Marvin Ott, an Asia specialist at the National War College, says the agreement to have U.S. forces engaged in a combat role in the Philippines is just the latest step in what he now sees as a logical progression.
I don't think anyone expects that it will produce a return to the situation, say, of the 1980s, when you had large U.S. bases, but we seem to be stepping back to a point where we will maintain boots on the ground, and the U.S.-Philippine relationship in its military dimension is now going to become much more robust than it has been for the last decade.
The new relationship is not without controversy. The Philippine Defense Minister, Angelo Reyes, tried to downplay the development today in the face of some political turmoil at home over the growing U.S. presence. But Pentagon officials say there's no ambiguity to it. They have invited us, one official said. We have an agreement. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.